Saudi Arabia's onslaught on neighboring Yemen is still ongoing, with more areas targeted in fresh airstrikes and shelling. Saudi warplanes carried out attacks on the Kurmaksar and Kriter regions in the city of Aden. Saudi artillery shelled the Al Mazrak region in the province of Hajja. Warplanes also hit targets across the impoverished country earlier in the day. Over 2,700 Yemenis, mostly civilians, have lost their lives since March the 26th. Global oil prices advanced Thursday as Riyadh renewed its airstrikes, despite its announcement on Tuesday that it wants to wind down attacks. U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate for June delivery gained nearly $1.6 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange.
The Saudi airstrikes continuing to violate Riyadh's recently announced ceasefire for the second consecutive day. Yemeni non-governmental organizations held a press conference in which they called for an immediate halt to what they described the aggressive and brutal war on Yemen.
We call on the international community to stop this genocidal war, which has indiscriminately killed civilians and destroyed infrastructure.
Many residential areas have suffered the impacts of the Saudi air war. Ahmed, whose house has been completely destroyed, wonders what the Yemenis have done to the oil-rich Arab country.
My house has been destroyed. My family members and I have been injured. This is a crime.
On Wednesday, the country's health ministry held a presser and explained the health sector's struggle to cope with the growing difficulties created by the Saudi war in Yemen. It also released the latest statistics of civilian casualties. The Saudi airstrikes and bombardment of residential areas have been met with growing sentiments. Big protests are being held on a daily basis, and Yemenis are calling on the international community to break its silence toward the Saudi massacre of Yemenis. With the death toll among civilians on a steep rise, people here are questioning the validity of the world's powers' claims of protecting human rights. Muhammad Al-Attar, Press TV, Sana'a.
Well, to discuss that a bit further, I joined Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, who is an author and political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from New York. Mr. Al-Omari, thanks for joining us. It's a bit confusing, is it not, Mr. Al-Omari, that the Saudis said they want to wind down the attacks, but it seems that it's just more of the same under a different name.
Well, news reports are saying that the Houthis resumed their march towards Aden by providing the forces there or sending more forces in that direction. As you know, at this point, it's really hard to believe all the news reports coming from all over the place at this point, and it's really hard to get by the truth. But we know that the Security Council was clear on demanding an end to this war and demanding that all the parties return to the negotiating table and find a solution to this. This is the ideal situation. The problem is there are so many different variables that play a role here, and I'm not sure that we are headed in that direction.
It's also interesting, is it not, sir, that many of even those people who should technically be allied with Saudi Arabia, many analysts are saying that Saudi goals have not been achieved in the first phase. How do you feel about that?
Well, they have not been achieved, and they are not likely to achieve anything. If you look at what's happening in Yemen, the people who have the power, the ex-president as well as the Houthis, they have the sway. They have the arms, and they have the support. What the Saudis are trying to do are to support a president who does not have, President Hadi, who does not have the military, force to engage the Houthis effectively. So basically what we have here is an open war to bring back Hadi, who does not have maybe he has support in certain parts in Yemen, but he doesn't have the military compared to the Houthis and to the ex-president to impose any kind of order in Yemen. So I'm afraid that we are looking at a process that is messy. We are not about to see an orderly transition or a peace deal of any type anytime soon, unfortunately.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, who was speaking to us live from New York.